My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Peter tells us in our second reading today, in your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for your hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Parishioners sometimes come to me and ask, Father, how can I evangelize and give hope to others? I don't know where to begin. Well, Peter has just told us how to be a hope giver. He tells us to be gentle and reverent with others. Now, here are a couple more ideas in these times where it's not cool to say anything about your faith to anyone. I get a real charge out of watching some of our professional baseball players making the sign of the cross before they start pitching or batting or making a good play before millions of people. This is a fantastic witnessing of our faith or their faith, giving their efforts to God. They don't say anything, but everybody knows what they mean. We can do the same with everything we do. Another idea to help us is this. Whenever you are talking with others in any situation and someone uses the Lord's name in part of the conversation in an insulting or blaspheming or negative way, just say right away, yes, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. That will make them think. Although not required here is another idea. And I give credit to this to some of our young people. When they come up for communion, they get down on one knee and stick their tongue out and receive their Lord on their tongue. What a great witnessing. These are just little examples to think about. Okay, let's tackle today's gospel reading. Jesus said to his disciples, if you love me, you will love and keep my commandments. There's a little story about Moses on Mount Sinai, where he is having conversations with God, and the people are waiting intensely at the foot of the mountain for his arrival back amidst great noise and fear. And Moses finally was near the bottom of the mountain path carrying three tablets of stone with the commandments written from God on them. And suddenly, Moses stumbled and fell, and one of the tablets went flying into the air and smashed against a rock and broke into a million pieces. What would he do? Well, Moses looked at the two remaining tablets, and then he looked at the people and said in a loud voice, I have here from God just 10 commandments. What was written on the smashed tablet remains unclear. And if Moses' memory is as good as mine, it would be lost forever. Now, it is interesting to speculate on what could have been written on the other smashed tablet. I suspect written on it was, Thou shalt not drink hard liquor in great quantities. Thou shalt not consume drugs and opiates in any way other than from nature's plants. Thou shalt not smoke. Thou shalt not drive faster than the speed of light. And finally, thou shalt not eat vast quantities of sugar, especially in the form of cake and butter tarts. More souls have died because of these things than in all the wars since the time of Moses. Now, of course, we all realize that this is just a little story, and there are only 10 commandments. The commandments are complete in their wisdom. The first three are connected to our relationship with God, and the other seven are directions on how to interact spiritually with our fellow man. Jesus summarizes these by saying, love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Keep these 10 commandments posted on the door of your refrigerator as a reminder. It doesn't hurt to place the 7 capital sins there as well. You remember those: pride, covetousness, lust, anger, gluttony, envy, sloth. These help us to examine our conscience before reconciliation. Many souls are not at peace because they do not talk to God or a priest in private, or anyone who knows God through personal experience. So many people say, how do I help my family? Sometimes I can't even help myself. Keep reminding yourself as to what goodness is, and you're halfway there. Remember what Jesus tells us in the gospel today. The one who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. Yes, Jesus, the God of love and goodness, has revealed himself to each one of us. And Jesus said just before he left us, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. You know him because he abides in you, and he will be in you. Brothers and sisters, the advocate is the Holy Spirit. You all have the Holy Spirit in you. Jesus just told us so. Open your inner eye. To deny the Holy Spirit is rejection of faith, hope, and God's love. The result being doubt, despair, depression, and the presumption of one's own capabilities while living in a worldly condition, not in a spiritual one. Some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit are love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness and goodness, faithfulness and gentleness, and self-control. My friends, the Holy Spirit is all around you. Soak up these gifts of the Holy Spirit and apply them to your life's purpose. Then go out and evangelize, spreading the gospel of love to the whole world. God's will is better to suffer for doing good than to suffer for doing evil. I pray you will be alive in the Spirit, and that you will climb the stairway to heaven and become a celestial being. God bless you.